so fast, baby. Like wild horses in the streets. Can you feel it coming, darling? Can you feel the lightning?
Was Feel the Lightning from the EP of the same name, released in October by the Wild Romantics. They're a Vancouver-based folk rock band who've been finalists of the Peak Performance Project and CBC's Searchlight competition. I spoke with Alicia Kalina over Skype. Alicia, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat. It's so great to talk to you again.
Hi, it's so fantastic to be chatting with you today. Thank you for having us.
Tell me a little about your early musical history as well as Evan's. Did each of you grow up in a musical family?
Not really, actually. Both of our dads really love listening to music. Like, my dad, like he will literally shed a tear listening to, like, a ballad or a slow jam. Mm-hmm. So he really gets into it and loves listening and everything. But neither of our families actually, like, played any instruments or anything. They were just incredibly supportive when we were interested in starting to do those kinds of things.
How did you and Evan meet and come to make music together?
Yeah, so we are actually both from the same hometown, and we went to the same high school, but we were in different years. So I didn't really, technically we did meet before we ever played music because we both did improv, and I came back a few years after I graduated and did some improv workshops and stuff like that. So I had worked with his improv team then, but we really met when they do improv, like, variety shows at our high school. So they usually ask some, like, alumni and people to come and fill up the shows with music or cameos, whatever it is that they're doing. So I came in to do a cameo, and for some reason I didn't feel ready to, like, perform that day. And my teacher, that we shared, he was like, "Why don't you just hop into the house band," which Evan was the main guy in. So I awkwardly just kind of started singing along to all the things they were singing, and then I just remember, like, standing there at the end of the show and, like, looking at him as he was about to leave and just being like good vibes and just thinking, like, oh, like, that guy's really cool and cute. So, yeah, and then he was fine with me jumping into all the other things, and everybody liked it so much they just asked us to keep playing. We were like, oh, this band should play this. So we started with that, and then we kind of made our own thing.
Your She Could Tell EP was released in 2015, and you just released your latest record, Feel the Lightning, in October. Do you feel your sounds evolved with your new music?
I do, yeah. I mean, I hope everybody's music evolves. I think that's what keeps everybody interested, and I do think so. We started, when we first recorded, She Could Tell, we were, like, brand spanking new. I think we started working with that producer after, like, one of a handful of shows we'd ever done together. So that was, like, very new. That was recorded in the first year or two of our being together. And then this one had been after, you know, we went through the Peak Performance Project. We went through the time after that, and, like, which is always an interesting one where you're trying to digest and make sense of everything somebody has suggested to you or inspired you with. So there was a lot of digestion after that. And so this is more, I feel like this has evolved to a bit of a bigger sound, a more collaborative sound, and I think almost I know we felt more open and more curious and, you know, and again, just collaborative while we were making this album. So it's just definitely has a few more like people in the mix. And I do think it's evolved into a bit of a more, I don't know, like, I don't want to say bigger sound, but there's definitely more instruments and stuff like that in it. So it sounds like a little more maybe traditional. I'm not traditional being like what you'd hear on the radio. I'm not sure. I don't know anymore, but that's probably what I would say to that. Just basically, I guess, to sum it up, it is interesting because it is the result of having something that it, like, she could tell we did that before even being in the music industry. And then this is the result of having lived in the music industry and been exposed to other creatives in a way we never had. So that's kind of where you could see the shift there.
Is there a theme to the songs in the collection?
Ev and I were talking about that, and I'm not sure there's a theme. It was at a point in time where we were definitely feeling like a little itchy feet, a little uncomfortable. We were looking for something and we didn't really know what. So I wouldn't say there's a theme. Maybe there's a vibe. We talk a lot more about the next project we're working on having more of a theme, having a loose concept or something along those lines. So if that was to exist in this one, you'd see it more in the next one.
What was the inspiration for the lead single, Hungry Teeth?
That was about, it's kind of actually about music in the music industry and how it's so, it can be so difficult and so convoluted, but at the same time, and you know, it can have teeth, really. It can bite back, but it's this thing where it's like you still have to like go after it, you know, like there's something mesmerizing and there's something undeniable about your desire to still go after something, even if sometimes you don't really know why, or it might not seem to make sense, but you're still just, it's like the lyrics, like, I want you, seems I've got to, because you just love something so much. So that one's actually about music itself.
I'm a whisper and a punch, dangerous to feel too much. My mother would hate you. Thank you.
I wanna sing a quiet song and talk about getting high. Cause it's thanks to love that eases my mind. I wanna sing a quiet song and talk about getting high.